RNZ Pacific. Osumwanam, are you all right? I'm Maria Tuile Epitela with the news. Tonga's parliament has had an emotional start to its first session in Tonga Tapu. Newly elected MPs are taking their oaths and will soon elect a chairman of the house. Whenau Whonua reports.
One of the 26 MPs was emotional when reading his oath. A prayer has been read and hymns sung too. Today marks Prime Minister Siasi Savaleni's first day. He is the 18th Prime Minister of Tonga and the fourth commoner to be elected. A response to King Te Pau VI's speech on Tuesday will be tabled and submitted for approval.
The House of Representatives in the Northern Marianas have voted to impeach Governor Ralph Torres, approving 6 articles of impeachment against him. With 15 yes votes, 4 no votes and 1 abstention, the House passed a House resolution impeaching Mr. Torres for alleged commission of felonies, corruption and neglect of duty in violation of the CNMI Constitution. Before and during the House session that voted on the impeachment articles, a large crowd made of pro-Torres and pro-impeachment groups gathered around the legislator to have their voices heard. Now the Senate will decide whether to acquit Mr. Torres or convict and remove him from office. France's highest court has upheld a corruption conviction of French Polynesia's former president Gaston Flos, effectively ending his political career. It confirmed a 2020 appeal court ruling in Tahiti, which had deprived Flos of his eligibility to hold public office for 5 years after finding him and the current president, Edouard Fritch, guilty of abusing public funds. As former mayor and current mayors of the town of Pierre, Flos and Fritch made the town administration pay for the water supply to the upmarket Erima neighbourhood where Flos lived. In the appeal court in 2020, Flos had been given a 2-year suspended prison sentence. However, Fritch was allowed to stay in office, but both have been fined and have been ordered to jointly settle the water bill of $820,000. Losing the appeal in Paris, Flos, who is 90, won't be able to contest this year's French National Assembly elections, nor next year's territorial election. The Cook Islands government is ramping up its COVID measures in preparation for the reopening of the 2-way quarantine-free bubble with New Zealand. The first Air New Zealand flight is scheduled to take off from Auckland for Rarotonga on Friday morning. RNZ Pacific's Lydia Lewis has more.
Cook Islands Prime Minister Mark Brown says they're ready, prepared and protected, and he's confident now is the time to open up. New health measures come into effect this week, including mandatory mask wearing in high-risk businesses and venues and on public transport. The Cook Islands government is urging the diligent use of CookSafe contact tracing tools, and some businesses and government agencies must now have COVID-19 health and safety officers.
Fiji's government says a legal framework is needed to find suitable homes for climate refugees in the country. 200 climate change refugees in the country's north, who were relocated in the wake of Cyclone Ana last year after their village was destroyed, were forced to take shelter at a school during this week's devastating floods. Tropical Cyclone Cody hit Fiji on Monday, leaving one man dead and causing widespread damage across the country. Fiji's climate change minister, Ayaz Saeed Kayum, says the 200 villagers' temporary homes were taken down to prevent any damage from Cyclone Cody.
We had this phenomenon of people becoming refugees directly as a result of climate change. Do their laws actually adhere or can they cater for climate change refugees?
The villagers from in the Kreti district in Vanualevu were moved to Maramarua Primary School last Saturday. Social gatherings in Fiji homes and communities are now limited to 20 people as the government moved this week to contain the spread of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 in the country. There are close to 5,000 active cases in isolation, with the death toll at 714. Since Fiji's international borders reopened on December the 1st, gatherings of up to 100 people had been allowed. But Fiji Tourism and Trade Minister Faiz Koi Moya says the key messages against COVID-19 are to contain the Omicron variant's transmission.
You should follow these rules, not because we demand it of you or we will fine you, but because they are proven to work at protecting you from contacting COVID-19. So please get boosted and get back to the basics of COVID safety so we can actually get through this challenge together and get on with our economic recovery.
Fayez Koya says that people who fail to follow the health protocols will be punished. An international study involving New Zealand has challenged the claim COVID-19 is just a mild infection for tamariki. Researchers followed children from 10 countries, finding out of more than 3,000 infected, nearly a quarter needed hospital treatment. Professor Stuart Dalziel from the University of Auckland says 3% of children reacted severely to the virus and had to be admitted to ICU. Child vaccinations begins here on Monday. The White House will distribute millions of free coronavirus tests to schools across America in a bid to keep classrooms open as it comes as COVID-19 hospitalizations reach record levels. RNZ's correspondent Kate Fisher reports.
The Biden administration is to make 5 million rapid antigen tests available to schools each month. Democrats are concerned that tensions over school closures could hurt them at the polls later this year. The Omicron-driven surge in infections has led to nearly 146,000 people in hospital across the US. COVID patients now fill around 30% of ICU beds across the country, and pediatric COVID hospitalizations are also at the highest rate of the pandemic.
The Vanuatu's teachers' union has been thrown into disarray after the National Executive Council confirmed suspending, then terminating its president, William Abiot, and Secretary-General David Narai. The union's National Executive Council has also given notice of a month-long national strike for dismissing the pair. The council has encouraged both men to challenge their terminations in court. The council claims the men are linked to alleged misappropriation of members' funds, which they have denied. However, the Daily Post newspaper is reporting both union leaders are appealing to the more than 1,600 teachers not to go on strike, saying the union's executive doesn't have the power to fire them. The union's executive says that both leaders have already been replaced by new leaders. Nauru's president, Lionel Angomere, has welcomed the UK's non-resident High Commissioner to Nauru at a virtual presentation of credentials. Thomas Edward Coward is the new High Commissioner of Great Britain and Northern Ireland to Nauru and the Solomon Islands. That's the latest news from RNZ Pacific. For more on our stories, go to our website, rnzi.com.